Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're here at our two police and military associations, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you. Hope you had a good week, folks. Hope you had a good week. And it's good to be back with you today. Talk about something very serious for Idahoans, okay? Those of us up here in Idaho, our governor, Butch Otter, is a traitor to Idaho and a traitor to the country. He's bringing in Chinese communists into Idaho to set up businesses. And the Chinese communists want to take over the United States. They've already said that. And he's helping them. The Chinese Communist Party is the majority owner of a company that is looking to build a self-sustained city with international airports in Boise, Idaho. The fact that the Chinese Communist Party also owns the Chinese military and has made repeated threats against American interests is lost on Idaho politicians, especially our governor, Butch Otter. Here about 4 months ago, Butch Otter made a trip to Communist China and invited the Communist Chinese to come to Idaho and open businesses here. He was hoping that they would put to work some people in Idaho, but they're not doing that. They're bringing in their own people from Communist China into here. The fact that the Chinese Communist Party also owns the Chinese military, the proposal could get a boost from this year's voter approval approved constitutional amendment that allows the airport to borrow money to build facilities that can be leased to companies on a long-term basis. The Airport Commission also has the authority to grant long-term leases and landing rights to air carriers, including those from Communist China. The fact that Communist Chinese would have the ability to bring in military equipment undetected if such a lease were given seems to escape the governor, Butch Otter, of the state of Idaho, who visited China and extended the offer to the communists to do business in his state of Idaho. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Gonna go right back to this Idaho Goes Communist, okay? Thanks to our Governor Butch Otter, okay, which is a traitor to Idaho and a traitor to the nation. The fact that Chinese communists would have the ability to bring in military equipment undetected if such a lease were given seems to escape the governor of the state of Idaho. For those of you who wonder how many American jobs this proposal would create, the answer is zero. In essence, we are talking about a communist Chinese self-contained community on American soil. Other Idaho projects seem equally mystifying. The Idaho Regional Center, a company developing the Gold Hill Mine near Placerville and Black Hawk on the river near McCall in Idaho, has millions of dollars in escrow from Chinese investors awaiting approval of green cards from U.S. citizenship and immigration services. Once approved, the money will be released and the gold processing plant is expected to go into production, said Sima Muroff, head of the regional center. Several other regional centers have started in the state. They allow investors a chance to get green cards in exchange for $500,000 to $1 million in investment. In the United States, it is possible to invest in foreign countries without becoming a citizen of that country. The fact that the money from these Chinese communist investors is conditioned on their being approved for green cards should also raise a few eyebrows. A simple visa would allow them to visit their mining property. These colonization efforts at a time when the situation in North Korea could escalate into World War III seem to be dubious at best. China is preparing for a war with the United States and its Asian allies. China is preparing for conflict in every direction, its defense ministry says. In the coming 5 years, our military will push forward preparations for military conflict in every strategic direction also. General Ling Gongli said in an interview published by state-backed newspapers in China, and I quote, "We may be living in peaceful times, but we can never forget war. Never send the horses south and put the bayonets and guns away," he said. These Chinese communist business ventures on American soil show very little benefit to America, if any, for the American economy. Communist Chinese communities employing Chinese communists to compete with American businesses to hire American workers just seems to be a bad idea. They're bringing in their own communist Chinese to be the employees for their businesses here. A year ago, China froze substantive military relations in protest to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, and relations deteriorated further this summer when China objected to U.S. plans to deploy a nuclear aircraft carrier, the U.S. George Washington, in the Yellow Sea off the Korean Peninsula. China also announced this month it is preparing to launch its own aircraft carrier next year. The news emerged a year earlier than many U.S. defense analysts had predicted. China is also working on a ballistic missile that could sink aircraft carriers from afar, fundamentally reordering the balance of power in a region dominated by the U.S. since the end of World War II, that is the Korean Peninsula and Taiwan. Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer might not be the best policy for the people of Idaho. While the average American continues to endure the humiliation of TSA, strip searches, and pat-downs, giving a known enemy unimpeded access to your international airports without any oversight at all seems a little out of whack. Will U.S. halt Chinese expansion? No, because we are a communist nation today, folks. Obama nation is a communist, and all of his czars he appointed are communist Zionists. So they want communism here. With America heavily dependent on China for underwriting our debt, and with China's huge trade surplus, with the U.S. providing a windfall to fuel China expansionism, Indian military leaders have warned Washington and its allies that a careful watch must be kept on how China is expanding its maritime reach by buying up port facilities across the region, especially in the Indian Ocean. It is important to recognize how an expanded Chinese presence in the Indian Ocean would make China a big naval power with a linkage to the Middle East, from which it ships a lot of oil and minerals. China has been building naval sites at Indian Ocean ports leased from Burma, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. It also is negotiating for port facilities in Thailand and may lease space in the Sakhalese Islands. China and India have not fought a land war since 1962 when they clashed over the disputed frontier, but lately tensions have flared over Chinese reinstatement of claims to Indian territory in the Tibetan region of the Himalayas. China has been developing an encirclement policy towards many of its neighbors in the region, and the real danger is that sooner or later it will lead to a full-blown war. China also has angered India by opposing its desire for a UN Security Council seat and by establishing close military links with neighboring Pakistan, to whom China has sold nuclear materials and nuclear missiles. But a naval war with China could be the most likely scenario, and that analysis is shared by Indian military strategists and their counterparts in Vietnam, Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, and Australia. Each of those countries tried to impress on the Obama Nation White House in 2010 the importance of a united front to address China's naval expansionism. India feels the time has come for a more robust U.S. military policy, otherwise China will continue to expand its so-called economic exclusion zone, meaning China would define large parts of the region's seas as off-limits for fishing and exploration by other countries. The Chinese have seized Vietnamese fishing vessels, killed fishermen, and established a no-fishing zone in large parts of the South China Sea, where Vietnamese fishermen have made their living for centuries. China's behavior has been characterized not only by naval intimidation, but also by the use of its economic power, much of which has been accomplished by the outsourcing of what were U.S. jobs to what amounts to Chinese slave laborers. For example, China warned Exxon Mobil and British Petroleum they could lose their right to do business in China if they continued exploration work with Vietnam in the South China Sea. In 2010, Beijing stopped the export of rare earth materials to China after a fishing dispute. China sometimes uses what appears to be a normal fishing vessel to buzz U.S., Japanese, and Indian warships. Some naval strategists believe China has not been challenged enough, often enough, and point to the 1995 Chinese takeover of Mischief Reef in the South China Sea, long regarded as a sovereign territory of the Philippines. We'll be right back, folks, after these very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
AM 1420. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to, will U.S. halt Chinese expansionism? Philippine fishermen traditionally fished in the South China Sea until the Chinese cunningly moved in and built structures on the reef to control the area. America's allies in the region feel the abomination administration, the communist abomination administration, let them down in July 2010 when it caved in to pressure from Beijing, China, not to use the aircraft carrier U.S. George Washington in a naval exercise in the Yellow Sea following the North Korean alleged sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. The exercise had been intended to show the naval power, but when the Chinese objected to the presence of the U.S. vessel, the abomination White House pulled it from the exercise. Well, it's two communist folks, China and abomination. China responded with its own live fire drill in the Yellow Sea, thumbing its nose at the United States. One of the ironies of the Pakistan-Chinese alliance is that America has bankrolled the Pakistani military to the tune of tens of millions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, since 2001. From Pakistan's perspective, it seems an alliance with neighboring China was as a strategic necessity and cares little for Washington's opposition to it. Okay, folks, that's the report. Okay. We've got to watch China very carefully, folks, and have our representatives, alleged representatives, that is, know about how they're invading America today, especially Idaho, thanks to Butch Otter. Okay, lawsuit. Federal prisoners with unpopular political beliefs are put in prison, isolated, and abused. If you are unlucky enough to be doing time at one of the federal government's two experimental prisons, which it calls Communications Management Units, CMUs, you are categorically banned from any physical contact with visiting friends, families, including babies, infants, and minor children. You may not hug, touch, or embrace your children or spouses during visits. Severe restrictions are also placed on your access to phone calls and letters, as well as work and educational opportunities. Transfers to the CMU, once again the Communication Management Units, that's experimental prisons, folks, are not explained, nor are prisoners told how to earn release into less restrictive confinement, as there is no review process at all. Lawyers say that because these transfers are not based on facts or discipline for infraction, a pattern of religious and political discrimination and retaliation for prisoners, lawful advocacy has emerged. Two federal prisons are being used as CMUs and overwhelmingly hold Muslim prisoners and prisoners with unpopular political beliefs. Opponents charge they are practicing religious profiling, retaliation, and arbitrary punishment. These are the principal allegations in a lawsuit filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights against U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and the U.S. Department of Justice. Communist Eric Holder, by the way, folks. The DOJ houses the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, and which runs the two units in Terre Haute, Indiana, and others in the other in Marion, Illinois. Plaintiffs are five current and former prisoners and the spouses of two prisoners. Now comes information on another shortcoming, inadequate medical care. In a letter, a CMU inmate describes a situation that other legal experts confirm persists throughout the prison system. The inmate, whose name is being withheld from this article for his protection, explained, "I was waiting to be called for surgery today at 6 a.m. The guard asked me if I had eaten today. I already did by then, because I was being taken out for a procedure. I told him that I'd already ate, and I should have been told no later than last night about the procedure." We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this very important report here about patriots who have different political views than Obama Nation are going to be put in prison and tortured and treated very poorly. It says here, I told him that I had already ate and that I should have been told no later than last night about the procedure. Besides, I told them that I was put on daily aspirin, which must be stopped for several days before any procedure. The guard understood that there was a mix-up. An hour later, when the nurse, the LPN, came in, I was explaining to her that there was must have been some kind of a mistake. She was stern, less than respectful, and less than understanding. She immediately snapped at me, so you're refusing the colonoscopy. What colonoscopy, I said. There must be some misunderstanding. I am going in for a hernia surgery. No, she said, my records show that you are to be locked up to be prepared for the colonoscopy. Well, is there someone I can talk to explain the situation? I said. No, she snapped. I am the only one here. If you want to talk to someone, you have to wait until tomorrow, she said. Meanwhile, we will have to sign this refusal form. The prisoner's letter continues. You ask about my hernia. It does bother me that the time it was painful and uncomfortable, it limits my physical activities and exercise. I am unable to stay in one position for an extended period of time. I cannot bend or strain without feeling the discomfort. After my limited walk every day, I feel the area is numb. I look forward to being relieved of this hernia. Last night they told me to be NPO after midnight for a procedure. This was after the morning fiasco, which I briefed you about, only to be told 2 hours later that it was canceled. I am still in limbo, not sure what these people are doing or what game they're playing with my health. The prisoner asked, how would an intelligent, reasonable professional mix colonoscopy with hernia repair? Instead of thanking me for correcting a potential danger and embarrassment for these people, I am treated like a dog. To take it back, dogs are treated better. All this is done by a supposedly health professional who swore an oath to take care of the sick. I frankly fear for my life and well-being in this joint with characters like this one. I am unable to call her a nurse. I know nurses. I hired some, dealt with some, and was treated by some. None is like this one. She would not have acted like this had her superiors been better on her. It is a culture of disrespect and abuse. It is ironic that this happens when they told us that the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals is coming soon to give accreditation to their health services. Joan Convinci, a former longtime member of the Dallas ACLU Board of Directors and a nationally recognized champion of prisoners' rights, commented on this inmate's predicament. She said, she told us, the man has to keep going until his unit's grievance process. It may not make a difference since what he is experiencing is common throughout the nation, but he must go into court with his own story after he has exhausted all other remedy. She added, too many COs are trained and instructed to treat the incarcerated as dangerous and as liars, which many of them are. I believe that anyone incarcerated fairly and honestly is sick and probably unreliable and dangerous. Some COs understand this and act professionally, but many do not. The CCR says that despite the fact that their creation marked a dramatic change in Bureau of Prison Policy, the CMUs were opened without the required opportunity for public notice and comment. That's these experimental prisons, folks, like this guy was in. But relatively little is known about what goes on inside the CMUs, unlike conditions and practices at our military prisons in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The CMUs have received virtually no attention from the mainstream media, print, television, or radio, nor has Congress shown any more than passing interest in them. When the Bureau of Prison announced the first CMU in 2007, they said its purpose was to house inmates who due to current offense, conduct, and other verified information require increased monitoring of communications with persons in the community to ensure the safe, secure, and orderly running of the Bureau of Prison Facilities and to protect the public. But the CCR disputes that statement. They say these units are an experiment in social isolation, said the CCR attorney. People are being put in these extraordinary restrictive units without being told why and without any meaningful review at all. Dispensing with due process creates a situation ripe for abuse. In this case, it has allowed for a pattern of religious profiling, retaliation, and arbitrary punishment. This is precisely what the rule of law and the Constitution forbid. The CCR says that upward to two-thirds of the prisoners confined are Muslim, a figure that overrepresents the proportion of Muslim prisoners in the Bureau of Prison Facilities by at least 1,000%. Many of the remaining prisoners have unpopular political views, including environmental activism, is designated as eco-terrorist. So, folks, if you have a differing political belief system, you could very well be in one of these prisons. The CCR says most of those other prisoners appear to have been transferred to the CMU because of other protected First Amendment activities, such as speaking out on social justice issues or filing grievances in prison or court regarding conditions and abuse in our prison. CRU attorneys say the outsized proportions of Muslims demonstrates that the CMUs were created to facilitate the segregation and restrictive treatment of Muslims based on the discriminatory belief that such prisoners are more likely than others to pose a threat to prison security. According to the Bureau of Prison, the 76 inmates housed in the isolation unit are there to prevent them from furthering acts of terrorism through their political beliefs. But civil libertarians advocates say the extreme conditions at the CMUs amount to abuse and that the program violates the inmates' constitutional rights. The Bureau of Prison says CMUs were set up after authorities discovered that some Islamic militants were able to send messages abroad from their prison cells. The Bureau of Prison claims that CMUs are designed to hold dangerous terrorists and other high-risk inmates, requiring heightened monitoring of their external and internal communication. But the CCR says many prisoners are sent to these isolation units for their constitutionally protected religious beliefs, unpopular political views, or in retaliation for challenging poor treatment and other rights violation in federal prison systems. Unlike other prisoners in the federal system, CMU prisoners are categorically denied any physical contact with family members and are forbidden from hugging, touching, or embracing their children, spouses, or loved ones during visits. The CMUs are an experiment in social isolation. Karen Fetterman, a Boston-based freelance journalist, writes, although the U.S. government refuses to disclose the list of prisoners to the public, inmates include Aaron Aku Out founder of the Islamic Charity Benevolence International Foundation, Dr. Rafael Dafoe, physician and founder of Iraqi Charity Help the Needy, Gaston Elisa, founder of Holy Land Foundation and CAIR Dallas, Randall Rayer, Muslim civil rights activist, and it goes on and on and on, folks. I won't read all this to you here. John Walker Lynn, an American convert to Islam who was captured in Afghanistan, plus some non-Muslim political activists who have different political beliefs than communist abomination. She claims that most of these prisoners are falsely accused of terrorist offenses and then imprisoned for lesser charges, but given sentences meant for serious terrorism-related crime. Okay, folks, that's it on that, okay? All right. Now, I want to remind you folks that next hour is open phones, okay, on the Officer Jack McLam program. And here is the call-in number to call in next hour if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and make a statement or ask questions, okay? 800-313-9443. Next hour, okay? Thanks a lot, folks. Okay, we have another article here by Pat Shannon, my brother there at American Free Press. And it says that a decade ago, Dick Simkanian was CEO of Aero Plastics in Bedford, Texas, a thriving tool modeling business with more than 40 employees. Then he began to ask the IRS to show him the law that required him to withhold taxes from his employees' paychecks. Instead of showing it, the government put him in prison in Beaumont, Texas. On December 28, 2010, after an extended ordeal, he died there. Probably was murdered. Aeroplastic was grossing over $4 million a year when Simkanian began to question and research the tax laws. He determined that his company would no longer collect taxes for the government free of charge, telling the IRS by letter, and I quote, "Aero does not have the authority nor the police power to determine whether its employees either are or are not responsible for any tax whatsoever." In 1999, Aero began to pay its employees 100% of its earnings and informed them that they were responsible for whatever taxes they lawfully owed. Two employees quit rather than not have their next year's taxes paid. The IRS was between a rock and a hard place with Simkanian. The practice of withholding was sold to Americans via the Victory Tax in 2000 in World War II and was supposed to end when the war was over, but it was never abolished. Now, a century later, what would happen if CEOs of every company in America would learn that they could cut bookkeeping time and cost by ceasing to do what had never been required in the first place. In March 2002, Simcannon's picture and story appeared along with those of former IRS agents Joe Bannister, John Turner, and Sherry Jackson in USA Today, telling the world that almost no Americans had a requirement to file a 1040. After that, they began feeling the heat of retaliation from the IRS against them. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you out of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two police and military associations headquarters. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Bob Schultz of the We the People Foundation had managed to raise $62,000 to pay for a full-page advertisement in the daily newspaper. However, after the ad ran for the third time, Schultz was informed by USA Today officials that they would not be accepting further advertising from the foundation. No reason was given for censoring him. Meanwhile, several of Arrow's biggest accounts had suddenly ceased placing orders, and when Simkanen inquired as to why, a few confessed to him that they had been intimidated by phone calls and visits from the IRS under threat of tax audits if they continued to do business with him. Before that month of March was over, Simkanen was informed that he was under criminal investigation. He requested an audience with the grand jury, and when he told his side of the story, the panel refused to indict him. Later that year, the Justice Department tried again with a new grand jury, and again, Simkanen prevailed. Finally, an assistant U.S. attorney who was prosecuting the case had Simkanen jailed and kept him there until a third grand jury, unaware of the exculpatory evidence that persuaded the previous grand juries, charged changed the course of Simkanen's life. Simkanen was eventually tried, convicted, and sentenced in 2004. He had been forced to sell his business while in jail to pay his legal debt. The sentencing guidelines called for 42 months, but Judge John McBride doubled that to 84 months in order apparently to deter any such further attempts by others. On the same day, McBride sentenced a bank robber and his wife-beating arms dealer to prison time, and their combined time was less than half of that of Simkanen received. In May 2010, Simkanen was free for a short time until he refused to submit to the monthly requirement of reporting to a probation officer. McBride resentenced him to another 7 years. Simkanen had been in a local hospital for 2 weeks for treatment of an undisclosed illness prior to his death. Further details of his death are not yet available. Upon hearing the news, the friend remarked, "They broke up his business, his family, and destroyed his life, but they could not break his spirit. He went to prison for telling the truth, and he never stopped telling it." Folks, that's what happens when you tell the truth, okay? Especially about the IRS. I know Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson, both former IRS agents, folks, and both of them have been telling the American people. Sherry Jackson's in prison, by the way. They tried to railroad Joe Bannister into prison, but couldn't get it done. But they're both telling the people of the United States that there is no law in the IRS code to make you and I pay a tax. No law at all. Okay? We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going into the second hour, folks, so please make your phone calls now. We'll be right back. The next